I'm very happy, pleased with what we've seen so far in our OTAs. I'll just say that, you know, the practices that we've had, particularly this week so far, being able to hit all the different situations, 2 minute and all the way down, third down, short yards went in today, goal line. It's just great to get to the situations and the concepts this early in OTAs. I think it just kind of shows where we are as a football team. Year four of our program, even though that we do have a new defensive scheme and doing some new things on special teams. Jordy's doing a good job. Jordy is a lot like a number of our players. You see the advancement from year one to year two, the opportunity to go through an off-season program. I'm sure he feels a lot better about where he is physically and what he's been able to do with his body throughout these workouts. You know, the past 3 months, he seems very comfortable out there. He plays every position as far as the wide receiver goes. You know, he plays X, Z, Zebra. He just rolls in there, and he just like you saw as a rookie, Jordy is very, very consistent, and I think he's had an excellent spring so far. All of our receivers play all the positions, and I think it's the beauty of our group that they all bring different talents, different strengths to the table. But to have the opportunity to have the flexibility that we have within our passing game conceptually to try to create matchups, I think it speaks volumes about the wide receiver group and Jimmy Robinson, their coach, because they're all very flexible, and they all play all the positions. It's a group. I've never had a group like this, as far as every man being able to play all the different positions. They look like they're going through their first, you know, OTA. Every day is a learning experience as far as what defensive scheme we have in. Dom Capers and the defensive staff have been installing a lot of defense. You know, getting all their different defensive personnel groupings in. So, you know, Raji has done an excellent job, and Clay's kind of fighting through a hamstring. Great. It was great being here. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding, Mark. I'm sorry? I like what I see. I like what I see in the classroom environment. I like the way Dom Capers conducts his meetings, the communication involved in the meeting environment. You know, from the players, which I feel is very important. I've always felt that way as a position coach and even a coordinator, that the communication can't just be the one coach at the front of the room. So there's just a lot of communication, a lot of interaction. It's a scheme that is definitely challenging. Our defensive players, because it's more volume schematically. There's more communication involved, but I really like what I see. I think we're a very athletic group defensively. I think this defense makes us bigger on first and second down, which I think is definitely needed, particularly in the run game, you know, run defense area. But I think it's off to a good start. For you? Really? No, that's good. That says a lot about yourself. Yeah, actually, I talked to the team about this today. When we talk about mental errors, I think you can really put them in two categories. We break mental errors down as far as the way I view them, and miss assignments or focus errors. And it's very normal this time of year, I think, for any NFL team, particularly when you go through change, that your mental errors are very high going through your off-season program. That's normal because you have new players. You may have some veteran players that have not been there as much in March, April, May. So you have different players on different levels as far as their comfort zone of what they're being asked to do mentally. So You know, with that being said, missed assignments is really the responsibility of the coach and the player. I mean, the coach has to get those players on the same page. It's not, we don't take the attitude that if a player makes an error out there on the field that, you know, heck, I showed him that two times, he should have that. It doesn't work that way. You know, good coaches, you know, make sure that their players know exactly what they need to do, and that's the phase we're in right now, and we're just trying to get everybody on the same page. You know, but once a player goes and exercises a particular technique or an adjustment or assignment 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row and then messes it up on number 10, then that's a focus here. I mean, he's not looking at the right things or his eyes are not in the right place, so that's more responsibility of the player. So we're working very hard right now to eliminate the missed assignments and get to the point where we're not making the errors, because, you know, focus is something we work on every day, and there is a lot more communication. So. But like I've said, I'm very, very pleased with what I've seen so far from the defense. Anthony looks very comfortable. I mean, definitely his experience in Pittsburgh has really helped him. He understands conceptually there's probably some things that we ask him to do differently just as far as communication. I always get a kick out of when people refer to, well, they run the same scheme in Green Bay as they run in wherever. And it's never exactly the same, because every coach tries to take, you know, his spin on it and so forth. And that's no different between Dom Capers and what they're doing now in Pittsburgh. So he was the furthest ahead of anybody when we started this process. But he looks very natural out there. He's an athletic safety. I could see why people were as high on him as they are, and I think he'll definitely factor in our safety group. We're talking about the safety, Anthony Smith, right?
No, I'm going to Spitz.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you moved Smith to center. Okay. You guys have been known to do that, so yeah. Jason looks comfortable at center. You know, I think any time you have the opportunity to play guard first and then move to center really helps you, because I've always referred to the center and the two guards as the core of our offense. I believe in every offense I've ever designed, I've always started with the core, and that's the center, two guards, the quarterback, and the tailback, because everything inside there starts there and it works its way out. And that's why I'm a firm believer in availability and accountability, and it's because of creating offensive schemes. Those particular players need to practice all the time together. They need to play all the time together. And I think that's when you really see consistency in your offense. So Jason having the opportunity to learn guard and then move to center really helps him. So I think he feels natural, because our guards do the same communicating as our centers. Because just think about it. If your center has his leg between his head between his legs and he's snapping the ball in a Lyle Stadium, it obviously makes sense to have someone else do the communication. So there's a lot of cross training there. So he does look natural there. Well, they're going to battle it out. I mean, Scott Wells is coming back from his medical situation, and met this morning with our medical staff, and I'm fully confident that Scott will be cleared in training camp, and Jason and Scott will battle that thing out. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
Going back to Anthony Smith.
Okay. That's a good question. Maybe early in the process. You know, 96% of our football team has been here since March, you know, second week of March. So they've had a chance to go through it once. But you know, Anthony was on the cut-ups. You know, we broke down every game of Pittsburgh. You know, we looked at Baltimore, so there's a lot of film out there. But yeah, I'm sure in their one-on-one segments, because I know our players spend a lot of time away from here in study groups and so forth. So I couldn't actually answer that, but that would not surprise me. Well, we're kind of rolling them that way, but I look at Matt and Brian as the same. You know, I think that's a competitive situation that will, you know, work itself out. I think they're both two young quarterbacks with bright futures. I really like the contributions that they've made to the offseason program, the extra time that they put in. you watch practice today, they're playing a lot faster. There's a different comfort level. So that's only going to help him. But I think we have two very good young quarterbacks here. Oh, I think he's a lot more confident. I don't think there's a rookie on our team that's not more confident today than he was last year. And, you know, when you play the quarterback position, obviously your load mentally, responsibility that you carry forward every day is a lot more to ask than the other positions. So I think just the way Brian carries himself, and he's more comfortable in the locker room environment. He's able to express himself more in a classroom environment. I think it definitely carries over to the practice. Allen's had a very, very positive camp. I mean, no one wants to. You never try to get too excited too fast because you don't want to create unrealistic expectations. But every day in the film sessions with the coaches, I mean, Allen Barber's has done a very good job so far. I think this is a more natural position for him. Today was a new installation as far as what we saw from the defense. So he has some really tough looks that he'll definitely learn from when he sees the film today, because there is still the newness and certain things that he still needs to see. But as far as what he's done with his body, he's a lot stronger. I mean, his weight is up. This is the highest he's ever been, and he's still extremely athletic. So, and he's a tough guy. And he does a great job finishing things. And we haven't put the pads on yet, but I really like what I see so far from Allen Barber. Well, anytime you start a new system, I mean, you always want to be able to train left and right, because it gives you more flexibility. And it's really no different with the outside linebacker. And you could really make it the same case as the inside linebackers, because anytime you're in the balance situations, when you're left and right and you don't have to go strong or weak, it gives you a lot more flexibility. So, and that's where we are at now. That just gives Dom more flexibility once we get into game planning with matchups. I think Jeremy's a natural fit for this defense, because he does everything the outside linebacker position asks him to do very well. I mean, he's extremely athletic. He's a natural pass rusher. I mean, his experience playing defensive end really will help him this year as it carries over to the outside linebacker position. But he's as natural of a athlete that you'll see out there at that position as far as dropping and do all the different things. So I know our defensive staff, is particularly Kevin Green and Dom Capers, are very excited about Jeremy. Well, the punters, I don't really stand anywhere. They're young guys that are battling out. We don't have a lot of experience there. I think that's fairly obvious. And there's a lot of charting. There's a lot of evaluating with those two young guys. You can't ask more from them for what they've done since they've been here. They've been here every day. They spent a lot of time with Sean Slocum and Curtis, and they're continuing to work. But, it's going to – we're not going to answer that question this spring or this June. Is it summer around here? It doesn't look like summer around here, but we're not going to answer that question in June.
But you're down to two now?
Yes, we're down to two.
What was Griswold
kind of facing an uphill battle going from 2 years of camps to tough battle, but I'll tell you what, he was clearly the strongest leg of the three, and I'll say that about him. He's a young man that needs to keep chasing the dream. He did a nice job when he was here. We're getting to the point where I think all the teams are in the NFL, where the numbers are starting to, where the numbers are evident in what you're going to do with certain players. So it was kind of hard to go forward with three punters. He looks like James Jones of last year. I thought James had a tremendous training camp last year. He's what you're looking for when a player goes from year one to year two. He really made that jump. Physically, he's physically a very gifted young man in the weight room, and he's had an excellent offseason there. I know Dave Redding and Mark Lovato have been very impressed and graded out very high in the offseason program, and he looks like his own self out there. So we look for, you know, James to stay healthy and have a big year.
I don't want to do this as an attendance thing. I just want to make sure
No. Correct. Yes, Jake had a personal issue. He was not here today and won't be here tomorrow. I'm sorry? He's injured. Yes. I don't think multiple positions is a problem for BJ. He picks things up quickly. I know Mike Turgovac likes what he sees in BJ, and you know it's probably a credit to obviously BJ and his experience in college. But there's new techniques for all those guys up there, and we'll continue to work that. But yeah, I think BJ is going to be able to play wherever he has the opportunity to. Correct. Fresh legs. He's had two good practices. I mean, he's an instinctive football player. You know, you can see why he was so productive in college, and he's always got a smile on his face. I mean, he's been back the last 2 days, so it's good to have him back.
Do you know when you're getting back Underwood?
Not the exact date. I do not.
How's Ryan?
Good. I mean, Ryan's a natural, natural player in there, and he was not here last week, because of his family opportunity. But I really like Ryan in this new scheme. I think he's a natural nose guard, and he's always been a steady Eddie guy for us both on the field and in the locker room. And I think his scheme will fit him very well. Well, I think it's important, number one, for Aaron Rodgers to be himself. I would never ask any player to try to emulate the head coach or any of our coaches. He's truly in tune with the philosophies and the vision of the environment that we've created here and how we want to maintain it as we move forward. I spend more time with Aaron than any other player on our football team. I think it's natural, because of my position being the head coach, but also being involved with the offense like I am. So do I think he's an extension of myself? Yes, I agree, but it's important for him to do that within his own personality. And you can see this football team is definitely, starting to have his name on it. And it is a football team, but he's a very natural leader in the locker room, both on and off the field. And, I'm excited about it, our future with him as we move forward. Well, we have more coming, but up to this point, yes, I definitely agree with you. I mean, what it gives you is flexibility because, when you identify that, is the guy rushing or is he dropping? So it's the uncertainty of that position as far as the alignment. It gives that particular individual, the defensive end, if it's a four-man line or the outside linebacker, the opportunity to play with more vision, as far as what the offense is giving you, formations, in motions and things like that. So it's definitely, plays into the base concept of the defense. You're not really sure who the fourth rusher is.
Thank you.